Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl K-Sal, and you are tuned in to Check Dig Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and I have a special guest coming on to the show, and his name is Adrian. So tell him about this new urban project you got going on.
What's going on, guys? So the project that I'm working on is Vital Arts for Living LLC. And we just partnered up with HIOF, which is Hands in Our Future Incorporated. So our goal is to reduce poverty, violence, and overall to increase the well-being of everybody that we come in touch with. And we know once we come in touch with you, it goes wider because each person that touches another person, it expands. So we're trying to touch the world at the end of the day. Beyond all the fancy pants, smart words. At the end of the day, we're trying to help y'all. Like, for real, it's all love. Like, our mission was inspired from love. So I started my company from a tragedy, actually. So my friend was killed, and I was there, and I was on the scene when it happened. And from that moment, you know, I experienced things in my life that led me to want to help other people. And, you know, it's crazy how God worked, because though that was my best friend, and now I get to work with his older brother, which is the owner of HIOF, Hands in Our Future. So shout out to those guys. And shout out to CrossFit Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, man. Those are my fight team. That's where I get my rack off at. So we're going to talk more about that later. But, yeah, that's the backdrop of why Vital Arts for Living was started. We recently had an event that would not only help us ingrain deep roots in our community, but also to help people realize that they can take power back from themselves. This event had nothing to do with the backdrop of Vital Arts for Living. We do a lot of things, mainly boxing. So we offer a boxing-centered wellness program. But with this wellness program, it truly is about life. That's why the first word in the title is vital. And the second is arts. So any way that you can express yourself in life, we aim to help you utilize that so you can transmute the pains that you feel in life, the losses, the confusion, all of the negativity that we go through. We aim to help you change the negative parts of your life. For me, boxing did that. That was my transmutation. That was my healing. That was my fun. That was my joy. And living, it helped me live, because inside of the ring, I got to play out my worst scenes, my demons. I got to fight my demons off of me. So when I got out that ring, I can actually live my life in peace. And overall, that's what we aim to help people attain, to grow and to prosper, is peace. But onwards, man, the event went well. It was, again, an arts themed community development event. So we took some random people that we pretty much poked at on Facebook and Instagram, and called up everybody that we knew, whatever. And we had 33 people sign up. We said, cool, we got 33 people sign up for this event. So what are we going to do? But the truth was that we had the thing built in our minds of just about putting it on paper. And, you know, we had so many failures. Like, okay, like, all right, we tried to take some kids on a field trip, couldn't raise the money up. Like, all right, how are we going to get money? People ain't giving money out. I'm like, with one of my students, Bill. This is another backdrop to a story that we're telling. I talked to my student, Bill, and he was like, you know, he didn't want to wear certain clothes. He was talking about, like, a shirt he didn't like. And I remember back when I was a kid, it was some clothes I ain't like. Like, you know, I wore, like, big baggy clothes. And, you know, I wore what I wore. Let's not talk about it. But I wanted to be more fashionable. And I'm thinking, like, I remember feeling like him. And I want to help him. So I thought, like, all right, instead of me taking a bunch of kids out on a field trip, let me go and teach them a skill that would allow them to raise money for themselves. So we took some scraggly clothes that we already had, we didn't like, or that we did like and that we wanted to make better. So we had iron-on patchwork, we had sewing, all of this stuff to teach people that they can customize their clothes and that they didn't have to let a current circumstance keep them down. And since then, I've been patching like crazy, I ain't gonna lie. But the event was well. We had 33 people sign up. We had $1,000 in donations, thank God. We set everything up at Carson Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Northern Kentucky. Man, we had free donuts. Man, I ate free donuts. I enjoyed it, man. My family came out. And the first day was, it was slow the first day. The second day, it was like, I feel like everything came how it was supposed to come. And for me, it showed me that I needed growth. I needed growth, and my company is growing. So now I had to put myself in better places. The same thing that I want for everybody else, I have to want for myself. So that was my own life tip. Like, oh, man, like I can help everybody. I can, as long as you don't quit, you can do it. But, build yourself. So I learned self-love from this event. So that's another plus. So that's what the future outlook of the company is. Just all pluses. That's all we want is pluses. We want to be able to help our community develop. We want to help people heal and be able to heal themselves, become stronger, and find a purpose. Find a purpose because, life without purpose ain't worth living. And we already go through a lot of pain, so. Yeah, just trying to bring love and peace. So a plug for my future clients. Again, we're at Northern Kentucky Carson Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. The business name is Vital Arts for Living LLC. I can come to you. You can come to me. You can check out my address at www.vitalartsforliving.com. Check my Facebook name, Adrian Kaiser. On Facebook, social media, at The Vital Arts. What's my Instagram? At Vital Arts for Living.
Right. It's okay, man. You did really good, really good.
Appreciate it.
And that was really inspirational, what I'm saying? It's not so many people that can, public speak and talk about their testimony. That's really strong to come back and get back to the community after having, something deep like that happening. Well said, King. Well said, King.
Bless. Thank you, my queen.
No problem, my king. All righty. So that wraps it up. Is there anything else you would like to tell the audience before we wrap up the show?
Just check out the social medias, again, at The Vital Arts. Check me out on Facebook, Adrian Kaiser. Look out for our YouTube videos. Come visit us at Northern Kentucky, Carson Gracie.
All right. So thank you for talking to the audience and, introducing, your new community project, Vital Arts for Living and Vital Arts Boxing. And like Mr. Adrian said, you could follow him on Twitter or you could also follow him on Facebook as well. And also click, share. Tune in to my podcast radio at Check Dig Radio on blogtalkradio.com. This is your girl, K-Sale. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.